Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we have to talk a little baseball with him. But when he's a diehard Browns fan, we have to talk draft with him as well. So what a great opportunity for us here at Baskin & Phelps. Baskin's off today, by the way, B.A. Brian Anderson joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, B.A.
Well, hello. How are you?
We're pumped.
We're hanging in, brother. How are you?
You know what? Listen, back in the swing of things, got my first road trip out of the way. Going up, well, it was an interesting road trip. We had the White Sox and the Cubs back-to-back. So we spent basically six and a half days up in Chicago. And getting ready, by the way, we've got the Twins in town over the weekend. So we're going to try to take care of business and help out the Guardians. And then we hop on a plane on Sunday after the game, and we follow the Guardians. We fly right up to Oakland and take on the A's after the Guardians get done with them.
If you'd like to help out the G-men, can you just send Wander Franco or anybody else who might be able to help drive in some runs?
Yeah, I know. Listen, that is kind of been the talking point around Major League Baseball. You know,
yeah.
Offense being way down. I think the Major League average, batting average for the league is .231, which would be, I think, lower than back in '68 when they ended up lowering the mound. So we're talking about a dearth of offense, you know, all around Major League Baseball. In fact, you know, you say what you say about the Guardians, and they're actually in batting average. I know that's not the most important statistic, but in batting average, team batting average, they're second in the American League, and their offense still is not, you know, getting it done. So that tells you just how big the problem is around the game.
BA pitchers have been complaining constantly about the baseball this year. The Mets once again got into a fight. Nolan Arenado got into it with guys. Guys are getting plunked left and right. What are you hearing on your end about this thing and guys being able to grip it and basically throw?
Although it must work because the batting averages are down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. That you start to wonder, you know, if there is some stuff, you know, back in the game that is, you know, causing these breaking balls to just fall off tables and fastballs to just continually ride up on these hitters. I will tell you this, you know, pitchers being, you know, they're smart as far as if you keep complaining about the baseballs and pushing for a substance that is okayed by baseball, that's what they want, and I don't blame them. They get that substance, and they can all of a sudden do things that it's well-documented on this show that we've talked about. They can do things to a baseball that are unnatural if they get some good sticky stuff, which, you know, that's what they're obviously pushing. I will say this, if you're going to start blaming hit batters, you know, on the baseball, as Chris Bassett was talking about with the New York Mets, I think that is a whole lot of to do about nothing. Because first of all, hit batters, if you go back over the last couple seasons, hit batters, they're not hitting guys at any higher rate than they have in the past. So that argument doesn't, you know, hold any water. And on top of that, if you do want to know why these guys are getting plunked and why balls are getting away from these pitchers, it's because every pitch is max effort. And these guys do not have command nowadays like they used to. You know, when I broke into the game, the number one thing that a pitcher had to have was command. Command, and then we started talking about stuff and repeatable delivery and breaking ball. But command was premier. Today's game, it's velocity is number one. Don't care where you throw it. Just need it to go fast and need it to spin. And then we talk about the sharp breaking balls that preferably have depth and sweep. Command is probably fourth on the list now. It's just not the emphasis is not on command as it used to be. That's why you're seeing guys get plunked, because pitchers around the baseball, you know, about Major League Baseball, cannot command the fastball. As a collective group, cannot command the fastball like they used to. You have far more throwers in the game today than you do pitchers. And that's why that stuff's happening. So I think that these complaints about the ball, you know, from people that I've talked to, there's been no complaints on this end. I've heard other managers, Chris Woodward, they asked him about it. He said, I haven't heard any of my pitchers complaining about the ball. So, you know, I think it's just sour grapes right now for some people.
Brian Anderson joining us. B.A., when you're pitching for a team that is struggling to score runs, it obviously has some kind of an impact. What kind of an impact does it have? Because right now the G-men are not scoring runs in their losses, especially. They're barely scoring, you know, a little over a run a game, and they've lost, seven in a row. What do you do as a starting pitcher when you're thinking, man, I got to be really tight tonight because we don't have, I might get two runs maybe?
That's a recipe for, disaster. And maybe disaster is too strong, but that is a recipe to not perform at your very best. This game's hard enough when you're thinking clear and free and sticking to the game plan and you know, focusing on executing pitches one at a time. The game's hard enough when you do that. If you add in the layer of thinking isn't scoring runs, if that starts to enter your mind, what that can do, I mean, you have to try to block that out as much as you can and focus on your job. And I'm sure that's what all these Guardian pitchers are saying. Listen, I'm focused on what I have to do. I'll let the offense take care of itself. If, however, you do let that seep into your brain, you all of a sudden start to divide your mind, and maybe it affects how you pitch. You start to try to be a little bit too fine. You start to nibble. You try to be perfect. And you can't be. You can't be perfect over 85, 90 pitches. And so, but that's what you try and be, because you realize that my margin for error is minimal. And if you start the pitch like that, guess what? That 1-1 count is a 2-0 count. That 1-2 count is a 2-1, 3-1 count. You know, and then all of a sudden now you're in a spot where you've got to catch a little bit too much plate, and then all of a sudden you start getting hit around because you were nibbling up front trying to be perfect with every pitch. That's why it doesn't work. And so if that's seeping into your brain, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Brian Anderson, Rays color analyst, former Cleveland Indians pitcher, and of course, native Clevelander, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, BA, I'm switching football on you. The draft went nuts last night. It seemed like everybody went and had a good old time in Vegas. And the Browns decided to go to bed at 11 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully they're active here tonight. What are they? They're picking 44th.
44.
And will they move? Will they stand pat? You know, they've got obviously a plan. I'm sure that they had to do some adjusting on the fly based on what happened, you know, last night, all the trades, and what these teams may be looking to get. I don't really, you know, it's funny because I'm just sitting back and watching. I kind of feel like the Browns. Like, just sit back and watch everybody else go nuts. And then, you know, see what they're going to do at 44. I don't really have a preference one way or the other. You kind of trust Andrew Berry and what he feels that this team needs to upgrade. So I am truly a fan. I haven't gotten into breaking down all of the mock drafts and the second through, you know, the second and third round potential picks tonight. I'm just going to sit back and I will tell you this. We play tonight at 7 o'clock when the second round of the draft starts, and I will be calling the game. Uh-oh. And I will have my iPad tuned in to the draft on mute, of course, and keeping my eyeballs on that while I call a baseball game.
None of your producers are listening to us right now, are they?
No, they're not.
Okay, and I'll good,
tell you, I, listen, hey, well, I'll tell you this too. In the fall, when football starts, and I'm not kidding you, I'll send you guys a picture. It's great. So we've got the game happening right out in front of us, 1
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Orioles at Tropicana Field. And I've got the game out in front of me in the booth. And right below on my desk, just behind my scorebook, will be the Cleveland Browns against the Houston Texans on NFL Sunday Ticket. And that can get interesting at times. I did have my boss walk in one time while the game was on, and I'm calling our game, but he didn't have a problem with it because, you focus on the baseball game, but there's enough in between pitches. You can take a peek at a play and see what's up. I will tell you this. I did that one time, and the Browns were playing the Steelers, and they were up. And the Steelers ended up coming back and taking the lead and winning the ball game. And I got on. This was back when Andrew Friedman was still the GM. And it was about the seventh inning that all of this downslide for the Browns happened. And I got on, and Andrew asked me about the game, and I said, just go back to our telecast, and you'll be able to tell at what point of the game it started to go south, because my whole mood, demeanor changed, and my call in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning was just hot garbage, sarcastic. I was angry, and it was palpable. I said, you go back and listen to our telecast, and you'll know where it went south.
That's classic.
So that's the risk that you run, that's but classic. It's worth it.
That's tremendous, man.
BA, has the idea of Deshaun Watson as our quarterback really sunk into you yet? Because I've said
nope.
Same with me. How come?
I don't know. I got into an argument with a friend yesterday, and he was talking about, boy, what an upgrade. You've got Deshaun Watson. I'm like, yeah. He's like, what do you mean? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, dude. I'm not sold on this thing yet. I mean, maybe I will be when it becomes a reality, when he actually is going to play. But right now, there's just a lot of smoke around this whole thing. How are all these civil cases going to pan out? How is that going to resolve itself? What's the suspension going to look like? When is that even going to come down? We're not even sure when they're going to announce that, and how long will it be? What will the team look like when he finally does take the field? There are so many questions around it that it just seems like, we'll wait and see. But it doesn't seem real right now because I don't know. I think there's just a lot of mixed feelings and a lot of unanswered questions concerning the move.
I agree. Until the NFL says, yep, he's good to go, I'm going to have a really hard time thinking of Deshaun handing off to Nick Chubb. I really am.
Yeah, because that's not going to happen until the second or third month of the season, you would think. You've got to think that it's going to be, at least in that 5-6 game range, at least. And then you appeal. Does that do anything? I don't know. But you've got to figure that until you get into the second month of the season, he is not going to be on the field, which is going to be strange because here's the guy that you've committed to. You've sold the farm. You've given him $230 million, and he's not going to be on the field for a while. And, so it just seems it's a weird situation to be in. And I know, obviously, listening to you, you feel the same way that I do.
Yep, I do.
And I've got lots of friends that back in Cleveland that feel the same. It's just, I don't know. It feels off.
BA, with the 44th pick in the draft, the Cleveland Browns will select what position?
Oh, well, here's the thing. This is what you don't know. I would say, you start to think about receiver. You start to think about defensive end. Do they have any kind of feeling if they're going to be bringing somebody back, Jarvis, Jadeveon? Do they feel like they have a better chance at one of them so then they go the other way in the draft? I don't know. I'll say this. I think it's going to be defense. Defense, and we'll go with someone on the edge. But that guess is, that is a true coin flip guess.
All right. Well, enjoy watching the draft while you're doing a game all weekend long. And I can't wait to talk to you about it next week.
Yeah, hey, very good. I'll let you know how it went.
Oh, you'll kill it, buddy. You're a professional. You've not only have you done that, but you've texted with Baskin and I numerous times while also calling a game. So don't worry. I'm not worried.
Hey, listen. That's true. That makes it fun sometimes. It breaks up the monotony of some of these games. So, yeah, I don't mind doing that because – you're right. You can call a game and multitask.
That's the man
there. Yeah, we're just here to let you get your anger out so that you're okay on the air. You send us all the nasty stuff, and we'll go from there.
I appreciate it, and I love the fact that it's on a Friday because that covers me right through the weekend's game.
Perfect. That's, boom.
Appreciate it. Yeah, tip of the hat to you, too.
See you, BA.
Talk, brother.
All right, boys.
Brian Anderson joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.